Hi, my name is Mark Lickley, and I'm a youth director at St. Paul's in Findlay, Ohio. And one of the things I like about Worldview Warriors is that, you know, they bring in a variety of speakers, and it allows the students who show up to kind of pick the things that interest them. It's not just a one or two series thing. There's several people there that are knowledgeable in what they know. And it allows the students the opportunity to kind of pick what interests them and really get to know what drives them, what maybe is a passion of theirs.
Time out! Excuse me, bad guys. I am running out of air. Gotta get pumped.
Welcome to the Worldview Warriors Podcast. Challenging and affirming your faith to equip you to impact this generation for Jesus Christ.
Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
It's a transmitter, a radio for speaking to God.
Go ahead. Make my day.
All right. Well, welcome to this edition of the Worldview Warriors Podcast. This is Jason Dezurek, hanging out at LifeLink down in Marion, Ohio. And I'm hanging out with youth pastor Bobby Brown. He does other things, too. I don't know all his job title, but we just got done doing an event down here. And I just wanted to interview Bobby a little bit. And by the way, we have absolutely not talked about anything. And so I'm putting him on the spot because I know Bobby likes being put on the spot because he's very good at being, what's the word I'm looking for?
On the spot.
Yeah, that'll work. All right. So we just got done doing an event down here, and Bobby, Silverline played, Enoch played. I was able to speak. What did you think about the event with Worldview Warriors?
Well, I'll tell you what, Jason. It was a blast. Silverline was incredible. Came out, rocked the house. That was a blast. I tell you, the young people were having a good time, and that's what it was really all about for me as a youth pastor. When Enoch came up, man, he really set the tone, and what a talented guy he is. And then your message was very powerful. We had those three kids come down, and one of them did ask Christ into his life today. I was able to chat with him for a little while, and, you know, ultimately, that's the exact reason why we, you know, bring you guys here and allow you to do that event. And, you know, what a blessing you guys are, and your ministry is incredible. And I, you know, I'll just continue to pray for you guys that your ministry continues to move forward and grows, and, you know, all these other things that you have going on, all these other events during this, Wake the Nations tour. I pray it'll be a huge, huge success. That's for sure.
Well, it already has been. One came to the Lord, so I'm happy.
Amen. Amen. That's good.
And we, what day is it? The 9th? Is that right?
Yes.
November. 9th of December. No, December. Oh, we're in December, baby. Wow. I know. Can you believe it? But it's 9th of December. And, Bobby, if you wouldn't mind, tell us a little bit, you know, what's going on at your ministry here at LifeLink?
Well, you know, there's a lot of really cool things going on. One of the things that has been one of the more impactful things has been an opportunity that we've had to get into the local schools here. We have this opportunity to go in and share with these kids. On Tuesdays, I go to an alternative learning center here in Marion City School called Rushmore, and I have a chance to talk with some of the students and just hang out, play basketball, you know, get worn out, beat up on the little kids, that kind of thing. And then we have, I've been able to get into the middle school, actually, as recently as just the other day, and have that opportunity to talk to those kids, too. So that's really cool. But there's tons of events and things like that we're constantly doing. You know, we did do Effect Fest, which you and I had talked about before with, Jars of Clay and TFK, and them came in, and that was a really fun time. And, you know, it's honestly around here, we just try to do things that are relevant, really reach people where they are. Food pantries, clothing pantries. You know, we're doing a Home for the Holidays thing, which is really cool, giving, you know, food to people for them to have an opportunity to make the food in their own home. And you know, we could have made the food for them, but we decided what a blessing it is to get a chance to hear the or to smell the, you know, the smells of the season when they're cooking their pumpkin pies or their turkey or ham or whatever. So there's some really, really cool things going on. Rocking worship, still rocking out worship. Our band is incredible, and our teaching is very relevant to your life, and Pastor Bond's a huge blessing to this church, great teacher. Mm-hmm. So yeah, great things, man.
That's awesome. And you guys, I saw you're looking like you're trying to do some kind of a building program, things like that. How's that coming? And, you know, how do you guys know? And this is really, I'm going to put you on the spot. How do you know you're called by God to do that?
Well, first of all, there's lost people on both sides of town. And if they're not willing to drive over to this side of town, well, we're willing to move a building to their side of town. So, you know, the West Side campus where we're at now on Allany Avenue, we intend to keep this open. It's going to be a fully functioning church. We have no intention of shutting this building down. God called us to this neighborhood to reach these people, and we're going to continue to do that. But we also know that there are lost people on the east side of town, too. So, you know, the opportunity, we have a huge softball and sports and athletics ministry here. And within this ministry, we've seen tons of people come to Christ, myself included. You know, I was an unsaved man when I came to this church to play softball, and God reached me through that. So our athletic ministry will have a big portion of that facility over there. Probably about 13 acres will be softball diamonds and, you know, big concession area and, you know, football fields and all these different things. So there's no question that God is calling us to that side of town, not only for our athletics department, but because of the fact that there's people over there that need to know Jesus too, and we're going to go right to their back door if we need to.
All right, now hold on, because you're saying you came to Christ through softball. Some people are going, huh? How is that possible? Can you explain, what does that look like? I mean, for you guys here, you know, I'm assuming you just don't play softball. Well, I mean, what's going on?
Well, one of the cool things about LifeLink is this athletic program that I'm talking about. And, you know, each year we have softball teams. We had 6 softball teams in our church last year. 2 years ago, we won a national championship. Actually, we won 2 national championships in 2006. Or 8, 2000 something. And, you know, it's just when it comes to softball, one of the rules of the league is you have to go to church twice a month. If you don't go, you're ineligible. Just the same as you have to get good grades in school to be eligible. There's eligibility requirements in our leagues. So I had to come to church in order to play softball. Well, I came to church, was really freaked out by the music, quite honestly. And
what do you mean by that? Was it too fuddy-duddy or was it too hip? Or not hip. That's a bad word. Too rock and rolly. What was it?
Well, people were clapping their hands, man, and I was an unsaved guy who didn't know anything about Jesus. So when they were clapping their hands and things like that, it kind of freaked me out. And I'd never been to church, so I didn't know. I had my own thoughts, but I didn't know what to expect. So I get to church, you know, and all of a sudden I'm getting connected and I'm meeting people and doing things, and my wife dragged me to a Bible study and all these things happen, and the next thing you know, Jesus has my heart and I ask him to be my Savior. And when that took place, my entire life changed. And I have softball and a very, very close friend who asked me to come to play softball to thank for that, you know, because they cared enough about me to invite me to participate in this with the church. And they knew the only reason they did that was to see me saved. And it worked, you know, and I'm just one of many. There's tons of success stories here. And I just pray that other churches will start to understand athletic ministry in that way as an outreach, as opposed to just a fellowship time.
Yeah, obviously this is close to your heart, because those of you listening, you can't see what I'm seeing, but Bobby was tearing up while he was talking about that. Why were you tearing up?
Well, man, honestly, like I said, not all churches get this. They don't all understand that athletics can be a huge outreach to men and women alike. We have co-ed softball and volleyball and, I mean, bowling. We do everything around here. But these programs, you know, it's close to my heart because that's how I got to know Jesus. And without him, I'm just a wretched old soul that I'm worthless, really. In my own eyes, I was. And then once I got to know who Jesus was, it changed my whole life. It changed my family. My kids know Jesus and love Jesus. My parents have gotten saved since that time. Both of my brothers have gotten saved since that time. God changed my entire family. And really, I was just asked to play softball. So how easy is it for us to reach out to someone and say, hey, why don't you come play softball with us? Or, hey, why don't you come play basketball? Just come to church a couple times a month. It's cool, you know? And my life was changed, man. It is an emotional thing when you think about, if I could tell you my whole testimony about where I was with my gang activity and the other things I was doing and the way God brought me out of that, it's really an incredible thing.
Oh, well, you're going to have the chance to do that. And January 24th, I think, is where we'll talk about that. How's that? On my radio show, it's called Do Not Keep Silent, Everybody, on Sunday nights, 7 to 8. And Bobby's actually going to be my guest. And we got to figure it out tonight, January 24th. So if you want to go and listen to him more just about his story, that'd be great. And you know what? Where can people find more about LifeLink?
Well, easiest way would be to go to lifelink.cc, LifeLink Community Church. So it's lifelink.cc. Very easy way to find us. Tons of information out there. Really cool website. I put it together, you know, hey, little plug. No, but seriously, it's a really cool website. Tons of information. We're at 248 Allany Avenue in Marion, and you can give us a phone call, 740-387-6822. But for most of y'all out there, it's going to be a, you're probably already on the internet listening to this, so check out lifelink.cc.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, they, I mean, you should be able to listen to it. Why not? Or go look. Absolutely. Listen to it online, then go to this website and all the good stuff. So tell us more. I mean, okay, so you do the, you know, sporting ministry. I mean, I have a good friend who's part of Athletes in Action and a great ministry. Everyone, go check it out. I think it's just AIA.com. I'm not positive on that. But he, I asked him, I go, why do you do sports ministry? And he goes, they need Jesus too, Jason. And I was like, well, what do you mean? He goes, look, it's not just the poor. It's not just the people who are the down and outers. I mean, because he was working with, you know, professional athletes. I'm like, dude, they got all that money. And he goes, exactly, they're going to hell. Yeah. And it really opened my eyes up to, oh, yeah, I mean, everybody is lost. And so I just want to commend you for doing what you're doing here. Now, once you get people in, you know, and they're, you know, part of what's going on, and, you know, do they have to be a Christian to help, like, run sound or anything, or what's the deal with that?
Well, that's a really tough question, Jason. Thanks for throwing me on the spot.
Absolutely.
Well, you know what? Truthfully, there are places for people to serve from the day they first get here. You know, we do prefer that people know who Jesus is in order to do some of these ministries, because quite honestly, when you're in the church and you're serving the Lord. And if you don't know him, kind of does make it, you know, maybe you're serving for the wrong purposes, or obviously you are. So, yeah, it would be our intention that everyone would know Jesus and to serve in these ministries. But, you know, we have crazy light show, man, you know, during service is so cool. You know, and we have some young people. Teenagers have really gotten involved here, and we have teens running sound, doing lights. We have teens that run the PowerPoint, and adults too, of course. But, you know, it's just it's a great place to come in and serve, and there's so many different ways. I mean, you could come in and serve donuts in the morning at the cafe, or, you know, help at the scoop and, you know, give information to people, help pass out bulletins or whatever. I mean, there's so many different areas to serve. And, you know, personally, myself, I'm all about the youth. So there's tons of places to serve in the youth department as well. Really cool youth department and great kids. And, you know, God's blessed us with some really awesome people, and we're just intending to go out and find more.
That's awesome. And so with these people that are coming in, so how do you disciple these people? You know, like, do you have, like, specific way of getting them into small groups, or do you just hang out with them, or what's the plan here?
Well, I like to hang out, but we do have a real strategic way that we do ministry, and it's basically our assimilation, or the way we bring people in and allow them to be a part of what's going on. We have a program called the Basic Eights, and after someone gets saved, we will encourage them to get involved with this. It's an 8 basic Bible studies. It's an 8-week small group, basically, and so they'll get together. They'll do that. We also offer what we call our class program, which would be 101, which is a membership class. Give you an opportunity to know a little more about LifeLink and who we are and what we do and why we're here. We have 201, which is a much deeper study that we do, and then 301 to help you determine what your spiritual gifts are and get you involved in serving where you're gifted. And then some 401 stuff, which is a really deep kitchen class. It's really a book-by-book study of the Bible. Really great stuff. And so, you know, we do have a small group ministry, our life groups, and actually right now, to be honest with you, Jason, we're getting ready to do a thing called Life's Healing Choices, and it's an 8-week small group and sermon series, and what we're going to do is you'll hear the sermon on Sunday, you'll study it through the week with your life group. It's about the Beatitudes, so it's really going to be something very pertinent to everyone's life, and we're pretty excited about this. This actually is going to be the first sermon for this series. Will start January, first week of January, whatever that Sunday is, the 3rd or whatever. So
why would we want to know the Beatitudes? Why is that so important, Matthew 5, 6, and 7?
Well, I mean, basically, this is coming out of Celebrate Recovery, okay, the ministry out of Saddleback Church in California. And, you know, coming through all of this and really understanding who we are, and what God has done for us and those type of things, I can't wait for this series to come up. We're actually going to take the teens through some of it. Also, the teens are getting ready to do another really cool thing. There's a movie coming up. You may have heard of it. It's called To Save a Life. And it's going to be one of the most evangelical movies for teens probably ever. And our teens are getting ready to go do that on January 20th. something, so hopefully it's not the same day I'm supposed to be with you. But
well, if it is, that'll be interesting.
Yeah, no, I think we're going on the 23rd, but we're going to head down to Columbus and do this movie, and there's a seven-week Bible study that follows it up. We're going to have all the kids take their friends. Actually, the church adults are going to sponsor kids, so every kid that buys a ticket, an adult will buy a ticket, so a kid can take a friend for nothing. We'll buy them pizza or whatever. So there's just really cool ways to get these kids involved, to get their friends involved, start to disciple these people, and really get them to know who Jesus is, and just become a part of God's family and realize that, you know, being a Christian is so much more than just being a Christian. You know, there's the family of God that you get to be a part of and serve with and just love on and be loved by. There's just so much more there, man.
All right. And so if people want to find out more information again, where can they find you guys?
Check us out at lifelink.cc as soon as you're done with this podcast. And then, you know, you can check us out there. You can get us on the phone at 740-387-6822, 248 Allany Avenue. It's Lifelink Community Church. This place is happening, bro. There's nowhere else in Marion that you can get what you get here. You can get God in some other places, but you can't get it in the style you're getting it here. So it's a lot of fun.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking time to listen, everybody. And Bobby, I appreciate you taking time to just take a little time out of our busy day here.
Jason, thanks, brother. Appreciate it.
God is good. So, everybody, thank you for listening. And hold on. Come here. Hold on. I got somebody that's kind of special here.
Hey.
This is Ryan from Silverline. How are you doing?
Wonderful.
His throat's a little sore, I think.
Too many shows in a row.
That's all right, though. So, Ryan, why do you do what you do?
Because I love Jesus.
That is the greatest Bible answer ever. So tell us, why do you do what you do?
Because I feel called to do it.
Okay, explain calling quick, and then we'll get out of here.
Calling? It's what God's called everybody to do is something different, and you have to figure out what you're called to do. I found out what God's called me to do through just spending time in His Word, praying, listening to His voice, and confirmation from other people. And finally, when something starts clicking and working, you know, that's why I'm where I am today.
That's awesome. And you're with Silverline, right? Where can they find you guys?
Behind you. We'll be right behind you.
Thank you so much. On the internet, where can they find you?
Oh, www.myspace.com/silverlinemusic.
Alrighty, can you say goodbye, everybody?
Gotta get it right.
Seize the day, make your lives extraordinary.
He's looking at you, kid.
In case I don't see ya,
good afternoon, good evening, and good night.